So in this blog, I'm going to explain to you what the hormone estrogen is doing as you move closer to and into your 40s and how you can best support your own estrogen balance for happier hormones and vibrant health. So what's estrogen doing after around age 35 and perimenopause? So from around your late 30s, the communication between your brain and your ovaries is starting to change and as your body begins its slow journey towards menopause. So believe it or not, the journey to menopause can take around 10 years and usually starts to at least some degree in your late 30s in the form of less stable levels of estrogen and less progesterone production. And you can see my blog on progesterone. If you go into the text version of this post, you can click through to the progesterone blog where I explain all about what's happening with progesterone. Now, the further you move towards and into your 40s, the more pronounced these hormone changes can become. And this is known as the perimenopause phase of womanhood. This is the lead up towards the menopause, which can, as I said, take around 10, 12, even 15 years. Now, by your mid 40s, it's likely that estrogen levels are on a bigger roller coaster, rising to almost three times higher than ever before at some points in your cycle, and then crashing down to a really low level at other points, occurring month after month for the duration of perimenopause. Now, some hormone experts call this phase the second puberty because estrogen was erratic when your menstrual cycle first began as a teen, then it settled down for you in your 20s and 30s, and it becomes erratic again, all over again in perimenopause. So let's have a look at symptoms of the estrogen rollercoaster. So symptoms of high estrogen include breast pain, heavy periods, water retention, so that puffiness feeling around different parts of your body, changes in mood. And symptoms of dropping estrogen can include hot flashes and night sweats, insomnia, irritability, depression, weight gain, and migraines. So it's really helpful to understand the term estrogen dominance, which is basically a hormone imbalance. But you may or may not have heard of this term, but it's just important to understand it in case you come across it. So as well as estrogen going on this roller coaster ride during perimenopause that I just described, it's also likely to be the dominating hormone of the two. Out of progesterone and estrogen, also testosterone, estrogen's likely to be the dominating hormone, which basically means it's that we have more estrogen than we have of the other two. So let's now take a look at what that actually means. So estrogen dominance basically means a hormonal imbalance where progesterone levels are lower, which leaves estrogen to dominate. So they're no longer in balance with each other as they should be. And that can lead to typical symptoms of high estrogen, such as breast pain, heavy periods, the water retention, puffiness, the changes in mood and irritability, and also exacerbate the estrogen-driven conditions such as fibroids and endometriosis. Three other factors make this hormone imbalance situation worse and therefore your symptoms worse. And they are making too much additional estrogen in your body for various reasons, taking in estrogen-like substances, also known as xenoestrogens, from your environment that mimic the real hormone inside the body and therefore add to the load in a negative way. Now, these substances are known as endocrine disrupting chemicals, and you can learn more about them in my previous blog that you can click through if you go to the text version of this post. The third factor that makes this hormone imbalance situation worse is impaired estrogen metabolism or detoxification. Now, this causes the body to hold on to used estrogen that should be detoxified via your liver and gut out of the body. All estrogens, including xenoestrogens, so these foreign ones that come in from toxic substances outside, must be detoxified through the liver and gut. So two important phases of estrogen breakdown occur in the liver and require amino acids, so from protein foods, B vitamins, selenium, and other key nutrients to do their job properly. These phases of estrogen breakdown or metabolism can be impaired by the xenoestrogens coming in and alcohol, which is why alcohol causes higher levels of estrogen. And so it isn't helpful for hormone health at all, I'm afraid. The third and final phase of estrogen detoxification happens in the bowel, where estrogens are sent to the bowel attached to another escorting molecule. This is a process known as conjugation. It's where the liver will add a particular molecule to help us to the estrogen that needs to be detoxified to help escort it out of the body so that they can leave the body permanently by a bowel movement. Now, the presence of healthy bacteria in the gut assists with the removal of the conjugated estrogens from the body, but the presence of unhealthy bacteria can result in this conjugated estrogen being broken apart, from its escorting molecule by an enzyme called beta-glucuronidase and then reactivated and sent back into circulation. And that results in excess estrogen. So the take-home message there is a healthy gut with healthy levels of beneficial bacteria is helpful for estrogen detoxification. Now, I work with my clients one-to-one to optimize all of these areas, and we usually carry out a dried urine hormone test known as the Dutch complete test, which provides a great amount of information on how much estrogen their body is currently making and how effectively it's being broken down, so we can know exactly what needs to be addressed in that person. If you would like to work with me one-to-one, or at least inquire about it, or be part of my group program, Rebalance and Thrive, you can book a free call with me or send an email to francesca@francescaliparotti.com. So let's look at how to improve your estrogen balance. So now that you have an insight into what's happening with estrogen after 35 and the factors that create and worsen that hormonal imbalance, you should now understand that from 35 onwards, it's a time to support the proper clearance of used estrogen from your body, whilst also minimizing your exposure to these hormone disrupting chemicals. And remember, you can link through to that blog. In the text version of this post, you'll find the link through to that blog. So here are my top tips for doing just that, for helping to balance your estrogen now. Improve progesterone production. So this is all about encouraging and helping your body to ovulate every month. Now you'll need to refer back to my progesterone blog, which is linked through in the text version of this post. The second thing is to reduce your exposure to these hormone disrupting chemicals. So also known as xenoestrogens, these chemicals can have been shown to disrupt the actions and communication of your hormones, as well as impair the proper breakdown or metabolism of used estrogens. So again, see the blog that's linked through in the text version of this post to understand more about those chemicals. You will ideally want to reduce or avoid alcohol completely if you can. I know, I'm really sorry, but the proper breakdown of used estrogen can be slowed down and impaired by alcohol, which causes higher levels of estrogen in your body and therefore hormone imbalance. So when there's any alcohol in your system, the liver prioritizes its detoxification over anything else, which means hormone detoxification takes a backseat. The next thing is to eat plenty of cruciferous vegetables. So this family of vegetables includes broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, kale, watercress, rocket, and bok choy. They contain three compounds needed for healthy estrogen detoxification in the liver. These are called DIM, indole-3-carbinol, and sulforaphane. So try to eat a few generous handfuls of these vegetables every day. And then it's important to optimize quality protein with every meal. So amino acids, which is what protein foods break down into, are the raw materials for your liver's hormone detoxification abilities. Your liver will struggle to process used estrogen effectively without adequate amino acids coming in from the diet. So include a portion of protein with every meal and snack if you're having snacks, such as fish, organic grass-fed lamb and beef, chicken, turkey, eggs, beans and pulses, unprocessed organic soy, so that would be in the form of edamame beans or tempeh, nuts and seeds, and also unflavored protein powder that you can throw into smoothies. You'll also do well to up your fiber and plant chemicals. So the final phase of estrogen detoxification occurs in your gut, as mentioned above. In order for this final phase to work well, though, you need to have a healthy population of friendly, so protective bacteria in your gut at all times to support that proper clearance of estrogen, as I mentioned already. So you also want to be passing a fully formed bowel movement at least once a day, so that the detoxified estrogen can actually leave the body permanently and isn't left sitting in the bowel to be reabsorbed back into circulation. So include plenty of colorful vegetables and berries. So think greens, yellows, oranges, reds, purples, whites, browns, the whole rainbow of vegetables, plus nuts and seeds, beans and pulses, and whole grains such as oats and buckwheat. Also be sure to include prebiotic fiber. This is a type of fiber that encourages the growth of friendly bacteria, and it includes leeks, onions, garlic, asparagus, artichoke, and cooked and cooled rice and potatoes. Now, the different colors of the vegetables and berry rainbow also contain various and numerous phyto, so that means plant, chemicals such as antioxidants and flavonoids that help to manage inflammation and support your liver's detoxification pathways to work efficiently. Increase your herbs and spices, whether dried or fresh. Herbs and spices can provide even more all-important plant chemicals. So add them to everything. Use plenty of turmeric, ginger, paprika, sumac, cayenne pepper, parsley, coriander, basil, oregano, rosemary, the lot. Add them into stir fries, salads, soups, smoothies, teas, any and all cooking. It's also helpful to include 1 to 2 tablespoons of ground flaxseed every day because they contain lignans. So lignans contained in flaxseed are also known as phyto or plant estrogens because they act like estrogen in that they interact with estrogen receptors in the body and combine very weakly to the receptors, effectively blocking the stronger, more harmful form of estrogen from entering the cell. And that shelters you from high estrogen levels and the symptoms and conditions associated with that. Plus, flaxseed is great as a great source of fiber for your friendly bacteria and regular bowel movements. So mix ground flaxseed into plain yogurt, smoothies, or sprinkle over salads. Upping your omega-3 fat intake is helpful as well. So for a few good reasons, the omega-3 fats, specifically EPA and DHA, which predominantly come from oily fish, such as salmon, mackerel, sardines, herring, and anchovies, have anti-inflammatory effects in the body, which is crucial for healthy hormone balance, as inflammation can slow down and hinder estrogen detoxification pathways. Inflammation also upregulates the action of an enzyme called aromatase, which converts other hormones, DHA, testosterone, into more estrogen. So these fish oils also contain lignans, which can help to balance estrogen levels, as I just mentioned, as part of flaxseed. So aim to get 4 to 5 100 gram portions of oily fish a week if you can. And also don't scrimp on other fats. So fat is essential for healthy hormone communication, balance, and detoxification, as well as for a healthy menstrual cycle. So don't scrimp on it. Include plenty of extra virgin olive oil, avocado, olives, nuts and seeds, coconut oil, coconut milk, coconut cream, and even butter. And if you're using things like plain yogurt, always go for full fat rather than 0% fat or low fat. Keep your colon hydrated as well. This is so important for regular bowel movements, as it's difficult for your colon to effectively pass stool through if it's not hydrated. So stay hydrated with plenty of clean water, so filtered water ideally, rather than straight from the tap, and herbal teas throughout the day. So check for very pale urine, kind of like the color of straw or hay, in order to know if you're properly hydrated. If it's very dark yellow, so first thing in the morning it will be, but if it's very dark yellow throughout the day, or even just too yellow, then you're likely dehydrated and need to increase your water intake. You also want to chew every single mouthful of all your meals really well. This is just to help your digestive system to properly break down and digest your food, which in turn encourages friendly bacteria and bowel movements. Also, you could include fermented foods because they contain beneficial bacteria such as raw sauerkraut and kimchi and unflavored kombucha and kefir. Some other nutrients for hormone balance include choline, which is rich in egg yolks and other animal products, B vitamins, especially B12, B6, and folate, zinc, selenium, magnesium, vitamin D3, vitamin E, and vitamin A, but vitamin A as retinol, which is really only found in animal products, especially rich in liver. Selenium and zinc are so, so key. I cannot emphasize as key as they actually are. Therefore, it's important to eat a varied diet that doesn't restrict or completely cut out an entire food group, which risks leaving you deficient in one or many of these really important nutrients. So balance your meals with protein from, as I've already mentioned, things like quality grass-fed meat, fish, eggs, beans and pulses, unflavored protein powder, nuts and seeds, a mixture of all of those things would be great. Plenty of dark green leafy vegetables and other colorful vegetables, good fats and nutrient dense carbohydrates. So that's carbohydrates that break down slowly in the bloodstream, in the body, rather than things like refined white flour products that break down very quickly into sugar. And now an important side note here is just that I hope you can see from these tips that detoxes in the form of no food or juice fast, for example, are not supportive of your liver detoxification process and therefore your hormones. So I hope this blog has been helpful. I'd love to hear from you. If you've got any questions, you can simply email me at francesca@francescaliparotti.com. I would love to hear from you. If you're not already part of my email community, then join us, because this is where I share my best and most helpful content inside the emails that I send once a week, as well as obviously via my blog. But as part of the email community, you'll be notified of any new blogs as soon as they come out. So you can click the link in the text version of this post to sign up for the email list. And again, if you'd like to speak to me about working with me or joining my 12-week group program, Rebalance and Thrive, you can just drop me an email to francesca@francescaliparotti.com or click the link in the text version of the post to book in for a free call with me.